20th of October, Srinagar, on the houseboats, with Betty, John, Maeve, Jonathan and Sarah.
Because I found last night a tremendous amount of Akusala Vipaka arising.
It's a condition for your Akusala Vipaka, right?
Akusala Vipaka, but where are the bad, what I, very disappointing conditions, of course, but that's all Akusala because I'm thinking of a self and thinking of I'm disappointed about the accommodations, about the environment or whatever. And we're all ascribing all these different stories to the environment here when it really is just visible object and sound object and smell object and taste object and so forth. And we keep forgetting that. And I suppose it would just take more conditions to have the thoughts arising to remind me that when the anger or whatever starts arising, that the thought would arise that, okay, this is just conditions. The anger is just a kusala. And the problem is the thoughts don't always arise. I know Motanafa Sarah for being so sweet to me last night and really helping me to get through the kusala. It just after she spoke to me, it just melted away.
Quickly.
Yeah. As quickly as it came.
Is it not common? Usual?
Is it
daily?
Common?
Yeah.
Not the extent I had last night. Not to that extent. But I remember, though, during the trip feeling good. Ah, all right, there's not so much akusala about the horns blaring on the bus when we were still in India. And the screaming and yelling and as much as there was last year. And I said, ah, good, the akusala about that is reduced. At least I thought it was reduced. But it came out in another way instead. So I'm wondering, is that possible that for one set of objects, the akusala basically reduced, or the vipaka was less, or whatever, but for another set of objects, when coming here, it was increased?
Is it not nice to know one's accumulation?
Yeah, so it's better to look at the accumulations.
Otherwise, one might think that one is better than before.
Much better than before.
Better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Before studying the teachers.
It's with a sense of self that I'm thinking, oh, yeah, this year I'm feeling a lot better. I'm able to stand it, da-da-da. And it's all with a sense of self.
Yeah. So you're saying that's just different accumulation.
It's nice or it's good to understand what one has accumulated. Otherwise, how can one know that one still has such extent of anger from accumulation? Because most people think that they are better when they study Dhamma, but actually, as long as one is not an anagami yet, there must be conditions for no matter what extent of akusala. Mm-hmm. We never know the next moment, but we know that it's not that moment of becoming arahata or the enlightened one.
You're saying about knowing your accumulations.
Mm-hmm.
How can we be sure that we are not deluding ourselves with our knowledge of those accumulations?
One might think that one is so good today, but when accumulations condition such an unwholesome moment, one realizes that there are conditions for such moment to arise. So it's nice or it's good to understand correctly about one's own accumulation. It seems like we are so very patient today, but what about tomorrow? Different people.
And sometimes it seems like that if perhaps there hasn't been maybe a strong feeling for quite a long time, maybe strong anger, whatever. Mm. And then it appears, it's like, who is that? Mm. Who is that? But it's just latent. It's just there.
When it's wise attention, I think that instead of having dosa or I, there can be understanding at different level. Because at that moment, instead of crying over it. No use at all. What about getting something good from it? Like knowing it or thinking about what reality is conditioned such way, or it's only a reality. It depends on the accumulation of understanding. If one develops more understanding, right then there can be the understanding of no clinging to that object as I, because it's only a reality. The problem is that whatever appears now is object of clinging all the time for something beautiful, or this is me or mine, and that is clinging. But when panya develops, it's different. It becomes detached from not knowing or not understanding that reality as a reality. It's the beginning of understanding whatever appears.
Those moments when maybe something appears which seems not to have appeared for some time, can it also be a condition to perhaps understand the relationship between lopa and dosa, that they seem to be like good friends?
Yeah, I think that we keep on thinking about relations between this and that, but actually it doesn't help, because it's still I who is thinking, trying to have such understanding. But if there is understanding of the characteristic of a reality at that moment, it's the means to gain understanding of Dhamma as Dhamma. Otherwise, it's still I who is good or I who is not good all the time, or it should be like this or it should be like that. But actually, it should be the moment of understanding.
Or there is thinking about, yes, when there's strong lopa, then there can be strong dosa. So it's just thinking about,
yes,
about those realities and not...
Mm-hmm. Mm. It can be right thinking, because it's not thinking about sensuous object. Better than wrong thinking. By sanya again.
By sanya.
Yeah.
Yes.
We forget about sanya, but sanya is there as sanya khanda. Did I tell you about I met three gentlemen at the Mogul Garden? They are Buddhists.
Oh.
Yeah. Among the Islamic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I asked if he can come, but it depends on him.
So any akusala that has ever arisen in our life is still there as latent tendency.
Certainly,
even though it doesn't appear again, never lost.
Impossible to get away from the collection or
right.
accumulation of citta.
And then there can also be other akusala that has never yet arisen in this life that is accumulated.
Since
there
are conditions to be sankhara khanda, always like a cook thinking about new recipe.
So we should never think, I could never do such and such.
Why not?
Yeah.
When one is sotapanna, one knows that it's impossible to have such an wholesome deeds like before.
Right.
And when one becomes sotsukatagami, anagami, arahata, only that.
Only then.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about visible object?
Yes, please. Now it's appearing.
Presently arising Dhamma.
Yeah.
Not like those akusala tendencies that are...
After. I was thinking about coming here yesterday and how very beautiful it was, and never really seeing even maybe photographs, and so it seemed like different. This is different, not seen before. But it seems that there is always something the same. When there is seeing, there is... And I don't quite know how to talk about this, and I thought you might help a little bit, but it's like it seems it's different, but there's something that's the same as anywhere else. And that's whether it's beautiful or not beautiful, or familiar or unfamiliar. Mm. What is that sameness?
Visible object. Being visible object only.
But is it the visible object, or is it the eye sense
It's a visible object.
It's a visible object. So the sameness is what?
The sameness is the reality or element which can impinge on the I base.
So is that what is being recognized?
Mm-hmm. As just a reality which can...
Even though it's quite hard to understand what that sameness is.
Visible object is seen no matter where. We call it visible object, but the characteristic of that element is that which can impinge on the eye base only. It cannot impinge on other bases as well.
That's why I'm asking whether it is actually what I sense experiences, that so it doesn't matter how much or how little light or colour, that it's the experience that mm-hmm. is the same.
The just, same.
Just the reality which is experienced by seeing whether here or there.
So that's where the sameness comes from.
Long time ago or long time in the future is the same.
Yes. And so considering that, can be useful to help detach a little from visible
because
objects.
We think of becoming detached from seeing or visible object, but actually it's detached from avijja, ignorance. This is the point. As long as there is avijja, reality cannot appear as it is,
right.
So only when panya arises, it begins to understand little by little until it can understand clearly,
yes.
Perfectly.
I think this is a very interesting subject to talk about, and I think what Maeve is asking in effect is what is the characteristic of visible object, because there is a single characteristic that is common to all visible object or all audible object or all dhammas of the same class, right? And so that characteristic is, in the case of visible object, what is experienced through the eye door.
That's why we now understand the meaning of khanda. For example, visible object, no matter then or now or in the future, they have the same characteristic, being seen by seeing. So as one thinks that visible object is different by different colors and by different shades, but actually it's the what is said as khanda, no matter how different it is by colors or shade, it is rupa khanda. And one of rupa khanda, because all rupas are rupa khanda, and visible object is one khanda. So we understand what is meant by khanda now. We don't have to recite or memorize, because at moment of experiencing it, the difference of shades and colors are meant by khanda, no matter what. All through 6 Dhammas. And I asked that gentleman yesterday, because they're going to have conference, I couldn't remember what year, what is the most important thing of the conference?
You asked him?
Yes.
Yes, and
he cannot answer. And I asked about Dhamma, just one word.
Right.
Because all Buddhists have heard about Dhamma, but what is Dhamma? See? No answer again.
Right, I'm sure.
I think that even short time, it can condition something to think about if he is interested in.
Yes.
And Jonathan, just to follow on from what you said, so for all doorways, so sound, also there's sameness about sound.
Yes.
It would seem that noticing that sameness does not happen for all doorways. Is that because of accumulations or accumulations?
Or because one doesn't appreciate the significance of that.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's why it's helpful to hear the reminders.
Yes.
Yeah. But
And that it also applies to the other doorways where maybe there hasn't been the same noticing or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
And then there is what is in common between all visible objects, what is in common between all sounds, and then what is in common between all rupas experienced through the senses. And this is rupa khanda. So they all have a what you would call sameness or common factor too.
Following on from that then, I'm having a little bit of difficulty thinking about elements as not self, because it seems when we talk about the earth element and fire and wind as being like, well, earth, for example, is experienced as solidity. It seems like that's self. Seems like it's expressed like self.
Which one?
Maybe it's because we're talking about earth and fire and wind.
Yes, but where is it? So where is I? Which one is I?
It still seems like something.
But it's not like moment of directly experiencing it at all, right? For example, when we are talking about hardness, when it does not appear yet, it's only thinking about that which is hard. But how one know whether how hard it is when there is no experiencing? So we just talk about a characteristic which is hard when it does not appear. Does one take that hardness which does not appear as I, or the one which is experienced?
Clearly, by asking this question, there's taking for I.
There must be a particular object at a time to be taken as I.
Yes, I'm a bit confused about that.
What hardness you take for you, for yourself, for me? Which, where?
Okay, we go back to that. That's okay.
This one?
No. This is hard?
No, that's soft.
You don't take this one for I.
I'm thinking it's soft, or there's thinking that it's likely to be soft. Yes, it's thinking about elements that it must not be right thinking about the elements to be thinking that they are something.
In thought. What about that reality which you think in thought? Now, more real.
Yes.
So, why not this one, but the one in thought, to be object of self?
That makes sense.
So one knows that thinking is I when there is no understanding about thinking at that moment.
Well, that's something that's good to talk about, the characteristics of thinking. This is something I was thinking about the other day, too. We seem to like to say to each other, oh, that's only thinking, meaning in a kind of derogatory way, oh, well, it's not real understanding, it's just thinking about it. We do it all the time. It's a necessary thing. We can't escape from it. Even the fact that we're sitting here having a Dhamma discussion has to be thinking going on doing it. So can you make some comments about what really is thinking?
Citta cetasika.
Okay, the whole working of citta cetasika is what we term thinking.
One aspect of citta cetasika, because experiencing visible object is also citta cetasika.
Yeah, right. But besides it being the mind or process that has the sense object as its same aramana, what else constitutes thinking?
There are six doorways, right?
Yeah.
So what doorway is thinking?
The mind door.
That's all.
So everything that happens in the mind door is considered...
It's thinking. It has to be mind door process.
Yeah, I understand it's mind door, but are there other processes that go on in the mind door besides the mind door process that follows a sense door process?
What else?
Yeah, is there anything else?
No.
No. Okay.
Because there are only six doorways, so yeah. It has to be mind door.